It's Friday, February 7th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Two stories about malware, but why do we care about more of the same? And two updates on Right to Repair and how you can get involved. This is the Business of Tech. Two very similar stories, and the why will matter here. First, the Legal Sight blog has covered ransomware attacks against five law firms in the U.S., and three which all occurred in a 24-hour period. Two of the cases involved a portion of the firm's stolen data posted online, including client information. The article contains analysis from MCSoft, a cybersecurity company that is an associate partner in the No More Ransom Project, which is an initiative between law enforcement and the private sector. Secondly, JD Supra, a company that delivers thought leadership content, has published a piece entitled MSP Ransomware Attack Hits Over 100 Dental Practices. This outlines a story from Krebs on Security, which details a story about Complete Technology Solutions, a managed services provider in Colorado, where a ransomware demand of $700,000 was levied after they suffered a ransomware attack. So why do we care? These are just two more ransomware stories, and that alone is not why we care. We care because of the sources. Each is a non-technical, focused media outlet looking to deliver content to business executives, which is code for customers, for listeners of this podcast. If my theme is degrading trust in the marketplace, this is why. They are accurately reporting on incidents that are becoming commonplace, and now we see it's being produced in the content generation machines that are designed as part of content marketing. Let that sink in. There are content marketing efforts from non-technical sources to customers, both highlighting this problem as significant and also highlighting tech providers as part of the problem. Add to that Monday's positioning from the Louisiana Secretary of State, and the market message are changing dramatically. If you're out there with the same old messaging, you're already losing. And also today, two stories about independent repair. First, Motherboard has reviewed the contract for Apple's Independent Repair Provider Program, which is intended to allow independent repair shops to purchase parts, tools, and diagnostic services from Apple to repair its hardware. From the piece, quote, "In order to join the program, the contract states independent repair shops must agree to unannounced audits and inspections by Apple, which are intended, at least in part, to search for and identify the use of prohibited repair parts, which Apple can impose fines for. If they leave the program, Apple reserves the right to continue inspecting repair shops for up to 5 years after the repair shop leaves the program. Apple also requires repair shops in the program to share information about their customers at Apple's request, including names, phone numbers, and home addresses. The contract raises questions such as, will Apple stand behind its products sold through these stores? How much can Apple really audit? And what constitutes counterfeit? Second, listener Keith Schoolcraft brought to my attention the testimony of CompTIA's Director of State Government Affairs at a hearing in Washington State on proposed legislation around the right to repair, in this case, legislation SB 5799. In video testimony available in a link online and in the show notes, CompTIA testified against the bill, quote, on behalf of our 2,000 members, end quote. I've included a link to the testimony, as well as Keith's opinion piece on the matter. So why do we care? There's still a real battle going on around the right to repair devices. I'm personally very pro right to repair. I own a lot of gear, and in particular have a hobby of collecting and fixing up old retro video game gear. I can see a world where that becomes illegal based on the kind of lobbying going on by large technology companies. So now today's angle. I've been talking a lot about getting involved. For many listeners of this podcast, I suspect you're both a member of CompTIA and not even aware they're lobbying this way. Don't like it? Yeah, speak up. Because for the record, I don't like this. CompTIA, you're wrong. But more importantly, if you can't accurately represent your actual total membership, including all of those independent shops and people you certify, you should stay out of this fight. You do not speak for me as a member, for sure. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode is brought to you by our YouTube channel. With a link in the show notes and at mspradio.com, you can subscribe and get video versions of stories and access to our live streams, as well as episodes of the podcast if you want to share it right away with a colleague. It makes the content even easier to share with someone you think needs to know about a particular story or angle. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Love to hear from you. If you have an opinion, drop me a note at dave@mspradio.com. No weekend bonus episodes this weekend, but I do have some cool stuff planned for the end of next week. Everyone, have a great weekend.